Good morning. It's 24th of August. Our middle reading for today is Jeremiah 45. I'm going to read to you from Brother Stephen Palmer's book, Josiah and His Children. This relatively short passage is headed A Postscript for Baruch. I read. Jeremiah 45 is a short letter to Baruch, after he had completed the task of writing out the prophecies of Jeremiah for the first time. Baruch's thoughts at that time were revealed by the Lord. Thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Was it the content of the prophecies which so disturbed him? The destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the kingdom? Was it the prospect of having to go into the temple and read out such bad news to the people? After all, no one likes being the bearer of evil tidings, even if they have no responsibility for the evil events. But there was more to Baruch's distress. He was a man who had ambitions, not necessarily worldly ambitions, but plans which the fulfilment of Jeremiah's prophecies would thwart. And the Lord answers these thoughts with the words, Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. Baruch is here reminded that the land and the kingdom in which he planned a career was God's land and God's kingdom, and he would do with it as he pleased. Here is a warning for us today. We may plan a career, plot out a course in life, and forget that we are not our own. We are bought with a price, and he who bought us desires that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If in the day of the Lord's return we are given what Baruch was promised, his life for a prey, we shall utterly consider that our most worthy ambition has been fulfilled. That is a powerful exhortation for us all. Thank you for listening.